What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist you? Mamma mia.
I was at the 25th anniversary of Mamma Mia, the musical, at the Three Arena last night. I'm not really a big ABBA fan, to be honest, but I went along with somebody who really wanted to go. And I have to say, it was absolutely excellent. I was blown away, Kieran O'Connor. Have you ever seen it, the show?
I haven't, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to see Voyage. I'd like to see the Voyage,
yeah.
But I find ABBA are one of those bands, you know every song. Once they start, you know it.
But I couldn't get over it. There was all ages at this in the Three Arena last night. There were as young kids were there with their parents. Obviously, everybody must know the ABBA songs, and were there. Full house. The show runs till Sunday. I think there's two shows actually on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going, I can tell you, you're in for a treat.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I actually haven't even seen that movie, you know. Mamma Mia, the movie.
Have you not?
No.
Sure, there's about six of them out this
stage. No, I've never seen it. Anyway, it's very good. You're here to throw back to some other things that happened on This Week in History.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. And let's start by going back quite a while. 155 years, This Week in History, 1869. I think it's the furthest we've gone back now. And you may have heard Typhoid Mary. Mm. Well, that's who we're talking about. Mary Mallon, the Irish-born American cook who was believed to infect hundreds of people with typhoid fever way back when over in the States. She was quarantined twice, and then the second half of her life she remained in quarantine because she continued to work as a cook for kind of affluent families over in the States, and also passing on typhoid. The phrase now known in pop culture is Typhoid Mary, someone who spreads disease and everything else. So much so, even Marvel, the comic book, had Typhoid Mary Fisk, who was a character in the series.
Right.
So there you go. She was born in Tyrone back in 1869, and she moved over to the States when she was 15. And that's what we're celebrating. Well, not celebrating. Well, Mary Mallon's birth 155 years ago. That's what we're throwing back to.
Somebody who's always seems to be in this country every year.
The streets of Philly.
Yeah, let's celebrate something now. And it's his birthday this week. 75 years since Bruce Springsteen was born, the 23rd of September, 1949. Born Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen over in the States. We know him as the Boss, the American singer-songwriter who has brought us 21 studio albums alongside, most of the time, his E Street Band. Born in New Jersey, Long Branch, New Jersey, 75 years ago. And as you said, he seems to live here. I'm sure he probably does.
He'll be back again, I suppose, will he?
He will. I mean, only recently he was Dublin, Cork, Kilkenny. He was all over the place.
He's going to love him.
Since he first played Ireland in Slane in 1985, he sold over a million tickets here. So we love him as much as he loves us.
Yeah, this is another TV, I'd say, drama series that a lot of people loved.
Modern Family, a TV show, as you said, lots of people know. 15 years it's been in existence. This Week in History, 2009, but your face is saying you haven't watched it.
My face is saying I'm not a fan.
Okay, that's allowed though.
I don't know, just never talk to it.
You may not be a fan, but the 7.3 million viewers who watched the final episode clearly are. It ran for 11 seasons, 250 episodes, and started 15 years ago, This Week in History.
This was an album released on This Week too in History.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going back 33 years. Nirvana released Nevermind, their second studio album. Yep. This week in 1991, it was the first major label they signed to. And also, this is the first time Dave Grohl featured as the drummer, who is also a Foo Fighters fame. A massive album. Obviously, it brought us the lead single that we just heard. But selling 30 million copies around the world, and famous for the artwork of the baby boy swimming underwater chasing the dollar bill. One of the most famous album covers in the world.
Greta Thunberg. What is she doing this week?
Let's go back 5 years to when there was a week of international climate change protests, better known as the September 2019 climate strike, or also Global Week for Future. This is when in 150 countries, 6 million people participated in climate action, we should say, the largest climate strikes in world history. Greta Thunberg spoke over in the US to 250,000 people. And here in Ireland, over 20,000 people got together to protest for the future.
Didn't she get the freedom of Dublin? Freedom of the city? Did I?
Did she?
She did. There was definitely discussion about her getting it. I think she did get it, didn't she?
She might sail over and get it anyway.
Yeah, there you are. This was number one in Ireland on this week.
I know it's Thursday, but it gives me weekend vibes, that song.
I love this song.
Yeah, we're going back.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Any idea of what year it was released?
It's got to be early 90s, I think. Like 1990 or 91, maybe. I think you're looking at me like it's earlier than that.
94. 30 years ago, this was number one in Ireland.
Wow.
Italian Eurodance project, Wheatfield.
Can we hear a bit more of it? It's just such a tune. Such a great tune. Even still. So it's 30 years. This was the number one in Ireland.
It was.
And this week,
it knocked
years.
Wet, Wet, Wet Lovers All Around off the top spot after 15
weeks. Oh, yeah, it had a dance
weeks.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, and then,
dance.
The music video as well.
Yeah.
Where she was getting ready and you see all the stages of her night getting ready for her Saturday night.
This is one that I'll be shot if I don't know this one. This was in the UK, number one.
A this young is, Mark singing his heart out into a young Mariah.
Like, this was just the Andrea Dream combination of Westlife and Mariah Carey. My two musical loves come together for Against All Odds. That's the part of the song I think I can sing late into a Saturday night.
Yeah, I can
brave?
Imagine
it's
so.
It's enough now, like.
Well, how many years are we going back?
I'm going to be, if I get this wrong. It's, I'd say I was probably very early secondary school, so it's got to be like 98 maybe or something. So second year.
No, 2000, 24 years ago when Mariah teamed up with Westlife. It was a song originally by Phil Collins, then Mariah kind of released her own version, teaming up with Westlife there for Coast to Coast is when we would have heard it.
Oh yeah, that was the
album
too.
Way back when.
Absolutely love that tune. This was number one on This Week in the US. What a week of bangers. Unbelievable tunes.
It was. Yeah, some serious bangers, but that was number one this week in history.
Totally.
Way
the
back
heart.
When Bonnie Tyler from her fifth studio album. Go on, guess the year.
Oh, I've no idea. I'm going to say like 89. I think I'm
83.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not too bad.
You know, I thought it might have been 84 and I said it couldn't be that old.
41 years ago, that was top of the charts in the US.
Wow.
It's after winning the top song, the first song in the list of the most popular songs that people sing in the shower. So there
really?
You go. Yeah.
Take a look at me now. Absolutely deadly. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
As always, on bringing us on a little trip down memory lane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.